trying to achieve them.
Kessa, let me bring Avril Lehman in, who's with us here in Salford. Avril, we all go through transitional periods, not as dramatic as being an Olympic gold medalist. But, you know, the end of a sporting career, redundancy, children leaving home. How do you begin to find a real sense of purpose again?
Well, I think starting by realising that we will all go through these, and it's more common now in a way because, well, we live longer, because we're in less rigid careers or roles. And it's about perception. If we see it as the end of our usefulness, the end of everything, then it's a downward spiral. It isn't easy at first to see it as a change to something completely new, but using all the talents that we used before. That, you know, if we use determination, that's what will get us through the next phase.
So, but how likely are we ever to find the same degree of passion that we had for something else?
Well, I think it's terribly important that people do find the passion because, you know, that old saying, find a job you love and you never work a day in your life. And people lose sight of that. I mean, I deal with business people and often they've gone so far away from what they started wanting to do that they're kind of bored. Mm-hmm. And they come and they say, you know, is this it? And we have to look at what it was that once drove them and how they can achieve that again, because it's terribly good for your mental well-being and your health. But people are not always brave enough to make those changes.
Tessa, I know some former athletes really struggle with depression. How hard did you find it to get that buzz that you got from competitiveness?
I found it not too hard in the sense, I mean, okay, financially it was a little bit tough because in the days when I was competing, like now, the finance wasn't there, you see. But the transformation from being an athlete to business, the experience of being an athlete was great for me because in the sense you have to use the same sort of determination that you have to compete. You have to use the same sort of like motivation and challenges and feel that you have to work very, very hard to try and achieve, even in business. So even at times, for instance, the training that we used to do for my competition, you know, it was hard and you didn't want to do most of it, but you had to do it. So you have to go into the same sort of mindset and tell yourself that this is what you need to do to make sure that you know, you achieve your goals. So it is going to be trying, but you have to try and motivate yourself in that way. So it was a little bit hard, but the experience of getting up sort of early to do some competition, traveling the world, ad hoc, being called on to make sure that you are prepared well mentally when you get in your competition, you have to use the same thing into business. So it helped me a lot to understand and feel and also, you know, work hard to think that if this doesn't happen, I'm not just going to lay down and die. I'm going to really, really sort of go the hog and make sure that I do put in the best that I can at it to make sure that it can happen.
Avril, I know you suggest that people have, I think you call it an experimental period when there's a big change. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think we get very narrow in our thinking. You know, if I've always been this, then I've always got to be this. Even if I didn't like doing this, there's that lack of broadening out. Or people do random things. They say, I'm going to go and be a teacher. And they've never taught a day in their life. And without testing it out, they won't know whether they want to do it. Or they have that midlife crisis and decide to go farm in the Highlands without knowing it rains for most of the winter. And so we really need to experiment and push out of the predictable. And go back, perhaps, as well, to thinking about the time when we were most motivated, not exactly what it was that we were doing, but what were the components. Because motivation is a very broad word. You know, I'm motivated by expertise and autonomy. If you start telling me what to do, I'm demotivated in minutes. So when is there a time then when we had exactly the right constellation, but we might have been doing something differently?
So what are the tricks for staying confident when your self-belief starts to waver and you start to think, no, I can't do that?
Well, we all do that. You know, I'm a cognitive behavioural psychologist by training I've written 5 books now. When I started the first book, I could not put, well, it wasn't pen to paper, I couldn't write the first sentence, and I had to listen to what was going through my head. I think authors are amazing. My life has been about books. Who am I? I'm not worthy. And I had to con myself by saying, just pretend you're having a conversation. And that's how I started writing. But we have to continually challenge and look at the evidence, because we are all, and I have to be gender specific here, women are atrocious at confidence and don't challenge it. Do the humility thing. And I'm sure there are women out there going, yeah, but I'm not Kelly and I'm not Tessa. And and I loved what you said about you were going for the goals. You weren't consumed by all the things you would give up. Well, if you tell me to go on a diet, I'll be consumed by the thought of what I can
it's
have.
Exactly that.
Whereas you're, you know, focus. And I think a lot of us think, oh, I won't do that. Well, we just do it in baby steps, small goals.
Avril Lehman and Tessa Sanderson, thank you so much for being with us.